And now, stand and cheer for your BBL Weekly.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Talking Basketball Podcast, the BBL Weekly. I am Mark.
I am Paul. Hello. I think that was my best intro I've ever done.
I think that was the best intro. That was definitely a good one.
Yeah, you can see the teeth are coming back to normal.
The teeth are coming back to normal. Well, I mean, you could have had fangs. Like,
ew.
Actual fangs put in. Look like a vampire. Just saying. Anyway, it's been a good week in the BBL.
It is always a good week in the BBL, Mark.
And because we are already now through to...
Don't you dare change the subject. Don't you dare change the subject. The first thing that you have got to do is apologize to our listeners. Last week, I apologized to listeners for an echo in my voice.
Yeah, that was my fault. Totally.
I'll let you apologize to our listeners.
Paul, I apologize. That was my fault. That's it.
Mark's disgraceful editing. He spends hours and hours doing it and he mucks it up. Disgraceful.
Yeah, apparently one of the other channels had a little echo on that we put on when... Paul wasn't in the studio, so I had to put the echo on separately, and then it was in the background and there was this tiny little echo, and it only showed up occasionally when there was like the voice was loud or something, so you couldn't always hear it. And it was like, am I hearing, what is it? And because when we sit in the studio we have the two mics next to each other, but on this one we were separate, so it couldn't be that. So the only thing it could be was somewhere down the line, and I found it buried in some manual, in some little thing somewhere. It turned itself on. Or
look,
I'd done something.
You can talk as much as you want, but you let the listeners down. And
well, you say that, but I went back and I got all five shows and corrected every single one, including the two that hadn't even been out yet. So I corrected all of it and then put it all back out again. So I spent another like 3.5-4 hours editing that rubbish.
Good. The listeners deserve it.
They do. I haven't had any emails of gratitude. I'm just saying.
Right,
let's get into the BBL.
BBL!
So, this is round two. So we've had round one, and as for anyone who hasn't sort of caught up with it, the BBL is in the playoffs now. It's a best of three scenario with the games, and the games are usually like every week. Round one, week one, effectively. So you've had all the wins. This is now round two. If a lot of the teams picked up a win here,
that's game it. One's huge.
Game one is massive. And the game one is like, you've got 1, 2, 3, and 4. They get home court advantage for game one. It's the same sort of thing.
So last week we got to London winning game one.
Yep.
Cheshire went scraping through game one. Newcastle.
Yep.
Stealing game one in Scotland. Stole it so much, the bagpipe stopped.
The Gladiators were not expecting that one, that's for sure.
No, I think we were all surprised by that one. And also, the Leicester Riders stole.
Yeah.
Stole some fish from the Shark Tank in Sheffield.
Stole some fish.
They went out there and went, I'm going to eat your little fishy because I like fish.
Wow, he's going Red Dwarf on me. I'm impressed with that. Nice one.
Oh, dear.
So this week, London Lions, sorry, Scorchers kick it off. London won, sealed their place. Pretty much so that. 5-point game, 98-93. I only saw the highlights of this game.
I like it the way you go. Yeah, London won, 1-5. Let's just get on with it.
Main series sweep, London triumphed. They've gone through the semi-finals and they're defending their title, basically.
Cameron Gooden played great for Surrey, though.
Yeah, look, there was a comeback by Surrey and London actually held strong on that, but Surrey did try and do that push, and they have, in the league, caused some upsets during those. And, you know, like we've said all along, anyone could win on any
day. Surrey won in the Lions Den, right?
Yeah, I think they were one
from what I remember.
Yeah,
it was Newcastle, Surrey,
Plymouth. Plymouth was the third
one. Two of the teams down the bottom, I think.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that anyone could happen, but Lions, it was their defense that really had Gabrielle Lassini. They absolutely stifled him on offense, and just, you know, you got to say he was dominant inside out. He deserved, I would say, player of the game. Cameron Goodham got it for an outstanding performance, 35 points. You're not really going to argue with someone not getting player of the game if you get 35 points. But let's put it to what it is. Number one was playing number eight, and number one swept. It's not really going to be a surprise. This is not a London hit or anything. It's just that's what you expect when you look at any sort of playoff scenario. Moving on to the next game, which is a bit more interesting, I would say, because you had Newcastle, as you said, they travelled to Caledonia.
They travelled big.
And they travelled big and they picked
the
up
Eagles,
that win.
So the this Eagle was now fans
this
soared.
This was in the Eagles' nest.
Soared to Scotland.
Yep.
And they were loud.
So this was in the Eagles' nest, second game. Caledonia absolutely needed that win. I won't say they didn't turn up, really. Newcastle absolutely pummeled them, like 94-71, 23-point victory. I would never have expected that at all. I was not surprised. I was positively surprised. Like, oh, they did a really good job traveling to Caledonia. And I think Caledonia may be surprised on it. But Caledonia traveling to Newcastle, just nothing happened. They started strong, got really, really early into it, but Quade Green wasn't there. And that was probably one of the Gladiators' main things. He wasn't there. They couldn't really match it. And you think Quade Green, when he came in at the early part, didn't he start, if I believe right, Quade Green came into Caledonia around the time of the tournament, the trophy. I think it was towards the end of that. And he's been a significant player in this second part of the championship. But nope, was nowhere to be seen. And they obviously felt that. So, you know, Ricky McGill, you like a bit of Ricky, don't you?
Ricky! Great, bloody legend.
Great performance, 22 points.
Well, Taj Green, got to give him a shout out.
Yes.
He's the only player
to
have a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds, Mark.
Oh, that's good. That is good. That's a good
start. You don't see double-doubles that often. That's why I always like to highlight it.
Yeah. I mean, look, they were trailing 15 by the half. So it must have been a great feeling in the Eagles' nest knowing we went up to them and travelled, we won, now we've come back and we're really, really making a deal of it. So fair play to them. Newcastle into swept Caledonia, they're through now to the semis.
So we got London taking on the Eagles, but obviously London finished.
Now this was something I learned today, which I didn't realise, that the way we were talking about the BBL, saying could we have a bracket so we can understand how things get staggered, where the next games are. And what we learned today was that actually it gets rejigged each round, effectively. So there's no guarantee that if you're playing them, you're going to go through and play the next person. So we have now obviously learned that Newcastle and London are going to be playing each other. So that's going to be a huge game. And that's going to be Friday the 10th, I believe. Of May, so everyone's got to tune in for that because that's going to be a massive, massive game.
Game one is huge. I think if Newcastle can get an upset like they did in Scotland, then
they
who
have
knows?
To go out hammering.
Who
it.
Knows?
It's going to be an obviously.
You lose game one, it's like, okay, you got to beat them twice in a row. Let's see.
And you know, just to remind everyone, it's the best of three. So two wins gets you it. So unlike the NBA where it's a best of seven series, they used to have a best of five or something for all six for a while, didn't they? But this is just a best of three series. So if you that first game has got so much weight behind it, they're playing in a copper box. Let's see what could happen. Mm. Okay, so the next game was Cheshire Phoenix versus Bristol. Cheshire, they advanced through the semis, basically. They swept Bristol. The first game was not too bad, but this one was not really in contention. I watched the highlights of this one, and look, Aaron Rye was great. He did really well, but I was quite surprised because
double-double. Only player to get a double-double with 34 points, 12 rebounds, Mark.
Well, the first quarter, they were only sort of...
Did he come off?
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
No, he didn't come off, no. I was literally looking at the Bristol stats where they were only just a tiny bit behind in the first quarter, and he thought, okay. And then Cheshire just put their foot down and went, no, and then off they went. And it was LaQuincy Rideau, 41-35 halftime. He just put that foot down enough. He goes, 6 points. It's only a six-point game, though. That should have been. And then Cheshire just went for it. That was it.
You didn't you glazed over the fact that they missed 10 free throws, Mark. I know you're a stickler for that.
Look, I didn't see the whole game, so I can't pick them up on that, which I haven't watched. I think that'd be unfair of me to do that. But I will say this, learning that information, who missed 10?
No, as a team.
Yeah, but Cheshire or Bristol?
Cheshire,
you disgust me.
That's harsh.
Disgust me.
Wow.
For missing 10. That's not, out of that 10, look at that, you think you should at least got four of those. At least 40% shooting. Someone said I'm 40% from the free throw line. That should be acceptable. 10. Come on, you can't miss them. They're 3 points. It's not contested. It's not like you have a big crowd there, is it?
Wow, you're so harsh.
No, not really. Look, it's Cheshire playing in Bristol. Neither of those venues have big crowds, so it's not like...
What are you talking about? Well, there's loud in Bristol.
Yeah, but I'm just saying... Look, I will give
those Bristonians personal email address now so they can...
Go for it. Send me. Flood me.
UKBasketballPodcast@gmail.com.
Flood me. I want it. But I don't want pictures like Paul asked last time. Look,
right.
This takes us through to probably, I would say, the most exciting.
So Leicester steal game one in the Shark Tank. And then they're
round two
back at home. And it's like, we're looking at going, what's going to happen?
And you think Leicester at this point are playing at home. They're down a game. Sorry, they're up a game.
Up a game.
And then they're playing at home.
I'm going to eat your little fishy. And I like fish.
The sharks come in and eat the fish.
Well, they don't Jaws eat the fish. Comes in.
That would be eating themselves. That's cannibalism. You don't do that. We're not recommending that. They came in and ate the fish, ate the horses. Which, you know, if a horse went into the sea, a shark would eat it, technically. So that, you know, naturally, it sounds like. But yeah, that first, that was series tied. Anything happened. Prentice Nixon. crucial 3-point play, 1.5 seconds left on the clock. I don't know if you saw that one, because it was like it's 1.5 seconds. I'm counting as a buzzer beater, but he got that in, that clinched the win, and that was on this game too. So Leicester did well, Teddy Allen leading the charge, everything's going nicely according to them. But that clutch three from Prentice ruined their day. He had 15 points in the end, Prentice. Malik Green as well, 22 points, 11 rebounds.
Do you think Teddy Allen's new haircut affected the result?
Well, he only got 23 points, so I think he maybe lost some talent in the hair. I don't know. But I will say that set us up for the first and only
game three. And that was great because it was like, you know, back in the Shark Tank.
Yeah.
We know... Those guys in Yorkshire are loud. It was like, this is going to be good.
Now, this was the game that I watched the other one. Sort of, you know, when you have it on the background and you're doing other bits and you're ironing and all that sort of stuff, as we all do because we're all normal people. And then this game, I sat and watched.
Sorry, you do ironing?
Yeah. You got to iron your T-shirts.
Does anyone ever use an iron nowadays?
Well, apparently
you
not
iron
you.
Iron your T-shirts. Look at the state of your T-shirt. You don't iron that.
Well, not this one. This is a sporty one. You hang this one up. But all the other ones, you've got to iron your shorts. You've got to make them look nice. Come on now. Come on, you're better than that. Get the iron out. Crack it out. Treat yourself. But the Sharks at home, they absolutely mullered the Riders, didn't they?
Didn't hold back. I love the energy from Jalen Pipkins. He's one of my favourite Shark players. He had great energy. I think it was game three. I mean, don't know how he got to it, but he got a check. Baseline three-pointer. Who was shooting? Jeez. No, but great energy from him and great defensive presence.
Half-time, Sheffield are up by 9. So they're now thinking it's 1-1. We're at home and we're up by 9. And there was some great three-point shooting. But the crowd at Sheffield, and I've got to highlight this because we had another interview and that's coming up soon. But we were just talking about atmospheres just before we started. And the crowd in Sheffield were maniacs. It was just the noise. You could, and sometimes like it doesn't. We love it, and you don't always get that coming across. So whoever was doing the sound and stuff, they did a good job, because you really captured the fact that everyone was absolutely thirsting for that.
And I love it when players come off the bench and have an impact on games. You've got to talk about Prentice Nixon.
Yeah, honestly, 17 points off the bench. He was the one who hit the crucial buzzer beater for that first game. That clutch three-pointer. And then what happens? Game three, he comes off the bench. And he's the game changer. So he was player of the game. They said he was pivotal. But I think he was pivotal in that series, because they wouldn't have been there without that. I won't say a Hail Mary shot, but it was absolutely huge. Again, Malik Green, really, really strong inside, and he makes a big difference for Sheffield.
But only player to get a double-double with 22 points, 11 rebounds, Mark!
Well, you say that, but Samuel Edowu got 16 points and 12 rebounds. So you've got to look at Leicester and say they tried, but they just couldn't hold on. They couldn't do anything with it. So now we're on to the semi-finals. And as you know, there can only...
Hang on, what did you say you got in game three? 13 points and what?
16 points, 12 rebounds, wasn't it? Samuel Edowu.
I think you're getting it mixed up with game two. Unless I'm getting it mixed up with game two.
It might be. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm getting it mixed up with game two. So my announcement was false.
False.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news. Welcome to fake news.
I'm just going to make a statement that that was fake news.
Look, the fixtures coming up next. We've got May the 10th, the Eagles playing the Lions, and that is virtue. That is, I got it completely wrong. It's not in the copper box.
What?
The semi-finals this Friday coming up, May the 10th, Newcastle Eagles are playing at home. I honestly thought it was in the copper box.
I think when Mark was talking, it was in the copper box.
Yeah, well, it says here, venue, Virtu Motors Arena. So I'm a little confused there.
Let's see. I think that may be factually incorrect.
Yeah, well, if it is, it's on the BBL site. So, you know, that's what we're looking at. But the next game is in the same evening.
Yeah, you're right. He did get 16 points, 12 rebounds.
So this is the bit that's confusing me a little bit, because this is semi-finals, because we've only got two games, effectively. So one is on May the 10th, yeah? And we've got Eagles and Lions, and we've also got Cheshire Phoenix and now the Sheffield Sharks, okay? Both games are at 7:30. And I'm not calling them out particularly.
Mark, they are not at 7:30. They're at 7:35.
Oh, come on. Don't
fact.
Be...
7:35 p.m.
Sorry,
May the 10th.
I tried to steal 5 minutes of your time.
2024.
Why? Look, why are they on at the same time? That's the only thing I always want to know. Because
yeah, you thought maybe like Friday and Saturday night or something like that.
Well, they're only an hour and a bit difference. Surely, just do something.
I think
fans can watch.
I think Friday night is basketball night. Is how I look at it. Because you're not competing with anything else then.
I know, but you can't watch both games at the same time, live.
Yeah, you can. You got to have split screen. Done.
You can't.
Next, split screen.
I've never understood that, where you see a sports bar and you've got like four games going on. It's like, I'm not a chameleon.
Back to the future.
What?
Yeah, split screen when you went to the future. Yeah, it's the future, Mark. Deal
it's
with
not
it.
The future. You can't
move
watch
on.
Two things at the same time.
Of course you can. Go
Your
to
brain
a bar
doesn't
and go,
work that way.
What's going on? You look between the two and watch.
No, that just looks like you're watching tennis.
Like that.
No. Right. Right. So those are the games coming up. But they're on the 10th, right? The next games are on the 12th, 2 days apart. So if you think Friday night, they've had a hard tussle.
Mm.
The next game that they play is on the Sunday. And that's at 1:00. And they're staggered.
That's why. If they're playing on the Sunday, that's why they're not.
No, but this is my point. They're staggered on the Sunday. So on the Sunday, one's at 1:35 and one's at 4:35.
Because it's Sunday. They can't stagger them on a Saturday night, can they?
No, but then the next one is on a Tuesday.
But then you'd have a double header. Oh, if it goes to game three.
So if it goes to game three, it's on a Tuesday, and it's 7:35 again, both of them. You just think, oh.
What you got, Mark? Who you got?
If it's correct, and it is at Vertu Motors, that's what it's saying here, because Cheshire are playing at home as well. That's what it's saying. It's saying that the first game is going to be Eagles home, and then the next two are London away. That's what it's saying on the actual site here. The same as it's saying Cheshire are home for the first game, and then they're away for the second game. So maybe they got it wrong. I don't know. If Newcastle are at home, I think they've got a great chance. If they are away, I think it's harder for them because they're travelling. And physically, they've got a longer way to go. And it just, there's a mental thing to that. Like, we are travelling for 6 hours just to get to a game. Whichever way you look at it, it doesn't help.
I'm fairly confident it's in London, because otherwise it doesn't make sense.
No, that's what I thought, but that's what it's...
And I'm going for an Eagle win, Mark.
You're going for an Eagle win?
Yeah, they sent me a shirt signed by the team. I am sticking with the Newcastle Eagles.
Okay, well, I'll represent the next game then, because then that's fair. So the next game is Cheshire versus the Sharks. I just think Cheshire will win it, to be honest. I would genuinely love to see Sheffield come out fighting. But I think it's at home in Cheshire. I think Cheshire.
I'm going to go for a Sharks win, stealing the win. Jalen Pipkins with a winning shot. That's a beater. That's my prediction.
Because the next time we speak to all these lovely people who are listening, the next time we speak to you all these games will be played. Because they're literally over a period of 6 days, they're just going to knock them all out.
And then the final is a one-off game.
If a third game is needed, yes. And then you come through to the finals.
And where is that played? In the copper box.
I thought the was finals O2. O2
No. Yes. I don't know. Some research, Mark.
No, I thought the finals in the O2 arena.
Okay.
Unless I've completely gone mad. Yeah.
Right. Great BBL update.
19th of May in the O2 arena. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going crazy.
And I think that, from what I remember seeing somewhere in social media, that's 80% sold out so far.
I mean, that's great. That's great. I mean, it'll be a great time for everyone. Anyone who is even thinking about going, go watch a big game like that, because they're always quite good fun.
And we can't finish without talking about the significant British Basketball League news.
No.
That they have announced groundbreaking partnership with Biffa. That just opens up so many like puns.
I sent some to someone who shall not be named. There were some memes, and I was like, that these are quite funny. And one of them, for example, was like, could this be the new team transport? And it was a Biffa truck.
Yeah.
Like one of the bin ones. And then the other one was someone opening one of the bins and saying that's the new mobile locker room. But what I think is interesting is that Biffa have signed a 3-year deal. And what I like about this, what I think is very, not just clever with the league, but if any of you listen to Paul Blake's episode, he was looking with the league and, you know, chairman of the league for a while. And obviously the league had to recover from the whole thing with ITV Digital. They lost a lot of money and lost a lot of backing, and they put a lot of eggs in that basket. When that went, it wasn't a sustainable business that was behind it. Fast forward to this now, Biffa and Waste Management, they're like £1 billion turnover company. They are consistently not only making money, but they're going to be using this for sustainability to reach into the cities. So it's going to benefit them, because they're doing something good, showing something good for the environment and reaching communities. And then for us, as basketball community, we get to see someone with actual real money that's tangible and is there doing something with it and actually promoting it out in the community. So it can only be a good thing. So all credit to Biffa for maybe thinking outside the box that way.
I think there's a huge opportunity for a sponsor to come into the BBL and take over, like what you see in the NBL and Australian stuff like that, where you have Hungry Jacks.
Yep.
It is the Hungry Jack League, Hungry Jacks all over the court.
Yep.
You go to somewhere like Adelaide and everyone's sitting there going, Hungry Jacks,
yep.
Hungry Jacks and all that. And also, I did get a message from one of our Australian fans who had listened to the Adelaide 36er episode and said, just listen to your episode. I'm off to Hungry Jack's to get a chocolate milkshake. So a shout out to you, Josh.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Well, so the finals, a week on Friday.
Yes, week on Friday. And that'll be good. But these next six games, are going to be in quite quick succession. So for a semi-finals, I know in the NBA they do it two or three games, but still.
Well, we've been doing these BBL weekly episodes now.
Weekly?
I think we started week 4 or 5 of the BBL, something like that.
2 and 3.
And, you know, we've only got 2 more episodes and we finished.
Yeah.
So what, UKBasketballPodcast@gmail.com, tell us what you want us to do. Or if you say, please stop.
What if?
What would you do if you get...
What if someone from the Badminton League says there is a tournament we'd like you to cover?
I'd say NI. Oh, no, screw it. So for our listeners, if I say NI, that's a little short code that Mark understands as no interest. However, I'd have a laugh, Mark. I'd go along. Are we talking like international or something like that?
Oh, if we're going to be Fantasy League, sure, why not?
I'd say, do you want to play? Do you want to win? I'll play. Easy.
You would play badminton.
Yeah, but if I'm going to play, I'm going to have really high shorts.
I'm making sure this episode's going out.
Headband, sweatband.
That's fine. You've just admitted.
Knee bands.
You've admitted you want to play badminton. Fantastic. Good for you.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. So that's the week coming up in the BBL. Stay tuned. Keep watching what's going to happen. And we'll be in with the update at who got knocked out next. Thank you for listening, as always. Always been a pleasure. Never a chore. Go back, check out all our other stuff. We've got loads of stuff cooking in the pot. If you want to know more, UKBasketballPodcast@gmail.com or follow us on the socials. I have been Mark.
I have been Paul. Goodbye. And I don't like badminton. Fact.